talked about the wagon. How about some farm equipment used for breaking up the soil?
We call that a turning plow.
Okay. Are there any other kinds of plows other than turning plows?
Yes, there's Now, you mean up to date or back 50 years ago?
Oh, either way. I'd like to have both.
Well, about 50 years ago, we used a turning plow, and then we used what we called a bull tongue laying off plow.
What was that?
That was a plow with 1 foot, 2 hands, and a beam, and you put a mule to that, and you laid off, and then come along with a corn planter in that fur and put the corn.
I see. Go ahead.
Well, now, we have 2-row corn planters, and it does its own laying off. You just drive to from here to your car, and you got 2 rows laid off and planted.
I see. How about something you use to break up the soil after you've...
Well, we call that a cutting hod. Back in my day, and then we also had a V-hod made just like that, was made out of wood, 4x4s, and then a tooth, 28 teeth in it, and that come along and tore a clod all of dirt all to pieces.
I see. Was the V part of it in the front?
No, or it's up behind.
Oh, behind the...
Yeah, it's made just like that.
Mm-hmm.
And then... 14 teeth on this side and 14 teeth on this side.
Uh-huh.
And that goes through and breaks up all the clod. And if it ain't sod land, you don't have to use cutting hard. But if it's sod like this, the next thing you plow it with a turning plow, then you... take a cutting hod and cut that sod old pieces.
I see. Did you ever use a spring tooth harrow?
Yeah.
Did you ever call that anything else? Or?
Well, yeah, they had my daddy ordered one from Texas once, first than I ever saw. It was a riding cultivator with spring teeth.
Uh-huh. Did you ever hear that called a gee whiz? Did you ever hear that called a gee whiz?
Oh, yeah. Well, now, there's a difference in the gee whiz and that. A gee whiz takes one side of a corn row, and that cultivator straddles the row and works both sides.
I see. What do you call that part of a wagon that attaches to the hub?
That axle.
Okay. And when you're sawing wood, something that is, you might put a log in between two things that have an X frame. If you're going to saw a log.
Well, yes, sir. That's a wood frame, and you pick up wood side of these trees and saw it off into blocks linked to the fireplace.
Did you ever call that anything else, a saw jack or a saw horse or a saw buck?
Well, we only called it a saw rack.
I see.
But now we have carpenter horses.
Uh-huh.
Carpenters used to lay down lumber and saw off.
Right.
But cutting wood,